booze.
I just want to do a boo about champagne bottles.
How many boos have you done today? I know it's the last day of the year, but I'm sure Audio Boo still works next year, i.e. tomorrow.
Yana has this idea that when you have a bottle of champagne, you have to put a teaspoon in the top, in the neck. So that the round bit of the spoon is poking out the top of the bottle because it's too thick to go in. Mm. And the handle of the spoon is dangling down into the neck.
Yes, I think people understand this, that, yes.
And this somehow, I should probably just take a photograph, didn't I? And this somehow keeps the champagne from losing its fizz.
Yes.
How does that work physically?
I don't know. I was never that good at physics. Plus, that was a practical application that we never studied in school. Wonder why.
But I can't see how that works.
Okay, that's not good, because you're quite good at physics, aren't you?
I've got an A-level in it.
So have I. It doesn't mean anything.
Tell that to the examining board.
Sorry, darling. I've got 13 A-levels. So most things I've not used since. So what? Doesn't mean anything.
But I just don't see how that... I just don't see how a spoon that is not sealing the bottle neck...
Halves the bubbles that come up and then they don't go out. See?
No, I don't see. If anyone can explain.
Or the neck becomes smaller, so you can't have as much fizz going out, something like that. I don't know. I didn't ask why. I was too old when I was told to do that. So I didn't ask why anymore. Should I Google it?
Yes, please. Okay. I'm going to watch Bobby Womack because that was quite cool.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, Yana's been looking at the internet and she's found a bunch of different explanations as to why it does or doesn't work. And she's found one that she likes.
No, you like it. You said you like it.
Go on, read it out for us, please, darling.
Well, can I just say, so far it's at a 50-50. Some people say, it works, I have no idea why. And other people say, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't make a difference whether you put a spoon in or not. So, and then there's this one. A group of scientists in South Africa put together a weekend experiment addressing this question. They concluded that the spoon in the neck chilled the air around it faster than the air in the rest of the bottle, thus inhibiting the escape of CO2 from the bottle. And so far, that's the closest this person's got to a scientific explanation. However, there are also other...
And there's a link.
There's a link, yes. Go travel to it. I don't know how old this is. It is maybe quite old, actually. But other people have also said that it could be the difference between having real champagne, which is manufactured slightly differently, and not real champagne. So then it wouldn't actually make a difference whether you stick a spoon in or not, because the real champagne is going to stay bubbly for slightly longer anyway.
Because people that can afford real champagne have got access to metal spoons.
No, then it doesn't matter if you stick a... Because some people have said, well, I didn't stick a spoon in and it still stayed bubbly. And other people said, I did stick a spoon in and it didn't stay bubbly. So that might not have been real champagne, but how would you know? Anyway, but it seems to be a lot of people on here that said that they went to the continent to and they heard this there. So possibly it's just something that people on the continent do for no reason whatsoever. And they think it works. But it's been taken up over here by a few people. We've exported it, so to speak.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very enlightening.
Really? Exporting an old wives' tale, is it? I don't know. I mean, we could look on. I mean, I can keep looking, see if I find anything.
Well, why don't we let our Audio Boo listeners do their own research?
Yes, if anyone's got any other ideas, why? Any physics buffs out there who can tell us, then yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening. Toodle boo.
Is that your last boo for today?
It might be.
We don't know yet. Goodbye. Bye.
You're not very good at doing short boos.
No.
Say bye.
Bye. I just said bye.